about service and obedience and the law that God had given Moses in the day, we see that He has given us more of what the children of Israel should do in obedience in celebration. But it's funny, as you read through this, you're thinking, well, this is the law stuff. This is all that Moses had to do, and he's just pounding these people. But one of the things I find interested in, the children of Israel never done this. God commanded them to do something, but yet they never done it. They do part of it. They do some of it, but they never would do it fully like God had intended on them to do. And one of the things that I find also interesting is God does these things just like in today's lesson for our benefit. He wasn't doing them for His benefit. He was doing them for the children of Israel's benefit, but yet they didn't want to have any part of it. They just thought it was, I guess, more or less a suggestion. And today, in our own society, I see that where we see a lot of people thinking, well, things are just suggestions. It's not really God's law. It's not really what God wants me to do. It's just a suggestion if I decide to go to church. It's just a suggestion if I decide to live for Him. I can do anything I want to. I'm going to tell you, reading through this, and I'll be honest with you, when I looked at it, every time I get the list of when I'm teaching, I go through, I don't know if the rest of you guys do it or not, I go through and I look at the lessons and I try to start preparing them, because in my mind it takes me a while. And I was reading through that and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how in the world are you ever going to bring that out? But the more you read about it, you see how God has everything set up and prepared for His children. First of all, He gave them the land. He was getting ready to take them into the promised land. He was going to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. He had already prepared everything for them, so all He wanted them to do was just obey what He was telling them to do. Sounds today like, and I'll say this too before I forget, I'm glad that we don't live under law, we live under grace. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we have a Savior who died on the cross for us and shed His precious blood and was a sacrifice once and for all for us. But I will tell you this, reading about the children of Israel, the more I read and the older I get, the more I read about them, it amazes me how God had all this set up for them, all the way through. Had it all figured out for them. Didn't sweat about it, didn't wring His hands about it, all the way from Egypt, all the way out, on how they were supposed to celebrate, how everything was supposed to go. The children of Israel had everything right in the palm of their hand, but they wouldn't reach out and take it. They kept denying God. And just like in today's lesson, if they had listened to what God had said and let the land rest and celebrated the Jubilee, then they probably wouldn't have been in bondage for 70 years because they wasn't following God's ordinances, what He gave them. But in the first couple of verses, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, and saying to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord." Now here in the first two verses, we all know the day what the Sabbath day is. God told the children of Israel they could work for 6 days, and on the seventh day they could rest, which is a Saturday for them. We celebrate the resurrection. We celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, coming back from the grave. But here in this, Jesus, the children of Israel, God had told them, work 6 days, rest the seventh day. Because God, what did God do? He brought the world into existence in 7 days, 6 days. Did it take Him 6 days? No. We serve a powerful, almighty, holy God in heaven who could have just done that and the earth would have been here. And one of the things that I study, which amazed me, he done that and told the children of Israel, the seventh day you're going to rest in remembrance, in holy reverence to what I've done, because He realized they need it. The older I get and the harder it gets for me to do what I used to do, I realize I need a day to rest. I've got to have a day to rest. Well, God had it. God does everything, designs for the benefit of His children. All He asks is we be obedient. And today, in these first two verses, Moses is getting us what God is telling him. And he's saying, say unto the children of Israel, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall you keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. He's saying, when you come into what I've already given you, I want you to keep a day holy for me. I want you to keep the Sabbath unto the land holy. Now here we see in verse number 3, it says, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune the vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. He's telling him for the first 6 years, telling the children of Israel, all the 6 years that you're there, you can gather all this, you can prune, you can cut, you can plant, you can harvest. But after that 7th year, or after 6 years, look what it says in verse number 4. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Now here in verses 3 and verse 4, the first thing I see, God gives them away. He tells them for 6 years. Well, if you read back, and I like to, as I'm studying, I like to think about other things, but one of the things I thought about, what did God do when he sent the spies in the first time? They come carrying back all kinds of stuff that made Caleb and Joshua say, let's go get the land, boys. It's flowing with milk and honey. It's full of riches. It's full of all of it. God already had the land set up for them. So all they had to do was go in, and they had the crops there. They could prune. They could do whatever. God had it all set up for them. But he told them for 6 years, he said, you can go and you can prune, you can plant, you can do whatever, and for 6 years you can reap everything. I'm going to give you 6 years to go in and do all that. Now think about that. He's going to take a year. He wants them to take a year off. That 7th year, he's telling them not to plant anything, not to prune anything, not to do any of that agriculture stuff to the land. Can you just imagine what it took for them to have that storehouse for that year they were going to take off? Now, he didn't tell them they couldn't go out and eat what was still in the field. And he tells them it's going to grow wild and there's things undressed. But he wants the land to rest for a year. Now, this is what really amazed me. Can you just imagine how much God supplied them and blessed them with all the fruits of their labor for those 6 years? They didn't have freezers. They didn't have a refrigerator. They didn't have all this stuff where they could keep all that. They had to have a supply of ungodly amounts just to keep them going for a year. Now, think about this. And I look at it this way. I look at it in real world stuff. I know what it would take to feed my family for a year without going out and getting any groceries. What about raising a garden? What about any help? Just imagine if you couldn't go out. Nobody could go out. Nobody could work in the fields. Nobody could harvest anything. Think about feeding your family for a year. What would that take? That's amazing to think of me that God had all of that prepared for his children. But you know what amazes me more? Like I said before, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. God's not asking us to do something that's just so absolutely crazy that everybody look at us and go, what in the world are they doing? He just asks us to serve him, to honor him, and to be obedient. Not asking us to do anything that crazy. Hey, the way I look at it, and I've been around farming all my life, and I'll tell you this, I learned one thing a long time ago. Even when Daddy was farming, he would rotate stuff to keep the ground from just burning up with the same old stuff growing in it year after year after year. You have to do that to take care of the land. It was God's land. God gave it to him. God already provided for him. He could have done anything he wanted to with it, but he told them to let it rest for 1 year. The 7th year shall be the Sabbath, and you let the land rest. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own, according to thy harvest, thou shalt not reap. Neither gather the grapes of the vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. God was even wanting to show the children of Israel that, hey, 6 years, you can do what you need to do, but on that 7th year, you need to let it rest. You need to rest. You need to celebrate. You need to worship. That 7th day was a day of worship. It was a day of reflection. It was a day of remembrance. It was a day for them to sit and worship and think about what God had done for them. What's church do for you today? Why are we here this morning? Are we here to reflect and worship and honor and think about what God's done for us? Folks, I look around and He's blessed us immensely. Yes. He's helped us tremendously. He's been good to us. And I also look around at a bunch of folks, first of all myself, that God has told us what He wants us to do, given us ways for us to do it, given us an easy path to do it in, just like the children of Israel. And I find ourselves a lot of times being disobedient. The children of Israel here were told for 6 years. And here, this is what really amazes me. For 6 years, can you just imagine what kind of crops these folks had? Especially that sixth year. Can you just imagine what they were pulling in? I bet every time they go out there, they think, my goodness, it's full again. Here's grapes, full again. Here's the grain, it's full again. Can you just imagine? Because again, think about what it takes to feed your family for a year. And not going out. Now, they didn't have the food lines and all these. They didn't have all these places. They had to go and grow and reap what they had to get. That they were living that kind of lifestyle. But God had made a way for them. And He told them if they would just obey Him. Can you just imagine another thing? Again, my mind just goes in all kinds of directions when I'm reading and studying over this thing. Can you just imagine what God would do in our lives if we would just give ourselves to Him and not say, well, I don't know about that. Don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Because if I'm thinking like these kids, well, like the children of Israel are thinking, I would be the first one to raise my hand and say, how in the world can I go a whole year without raising anything to feed my family? How can I not get up for a whole year and go out and work this land? How can I not raise any crops? How can I not trim my grapevines? How can I not do all this stuff that I know I've got to do to bring in income, to do everything I need for my family? How can I do that for a year? Did God not tell us that He would to put Him first? I'm pretty sure that's one of the commandments. I'm not pretty sure. I am sure. That's a commandment He'd already gave to them. Seems to me like they had trust issues. Seems to me like we have trust issues. That we don't want to do what we know we have to do. And look in verse 6 and 7. It says, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beast that are in thy land, shall all increase thereof be meat. Here in 6 and 7, He said, there's going to be food. He's even saying that the people that don't have homes, that are sojourning, for the cows, for all the beasts in the field, for your hired servants, for the strangers, for everybody, there's going to be food out there that's going to grow wild. I mean, other than another word that I know how to use, is just wild. They're not out there fixing it or tending it. It's just going to grow wild for them. God was going to make a way for them. He had a way for them that everybody was going to be taken care of. But again, you go to looking about, and we're not even got to the Jew. We're not even getting to the Jubilee part yet, the 50th year, where God wanted to celebrate Him for an entire year and give back land and property. Can you just imagine if we had a candidate running on to work 6 years, take a seventh year off, give stuff back, we're going to feed poor by letting them go out in the fields and get it. God had a plan for His children that was going to work, and they were going to have a society where everybody prospered and everybody had what they needed to live. We don't do what we should do a lot of times, and look what happens. The children of Israel God had a framework set up for their government, for their leadership, for how they were supposed to live, for how they were supposed to govern themselves, for the laws they were supposed to have, and they never took advantage of what God had given them. Now, one of the things that I see, I'm sitting here beating up on them pretty hard, but one thing that I see is, look what God's done for us. And how far do we go with Him? The title of the lesson says obedience and celebration. Do you celebrate what God's done for you? We just came from Thanksgiving. We just came out of Thanksgiving holiday. What are you thankful for? I hope one of the things you're thankful for is your salvation. I hope you're thankful for a church. I hope you're thankful for your family. I hope you're thankful for a lot of things. But we ought to be thankful that we've got a Heavenly Father who loves us and cares for us and allows us to do and live like we do. Because I'm going to say this. The children of Israel, the lesson says, the Bible, it says that they never observed this celebration. I'm pretty sure if it was something God wanted, He wrote it down, took the time to have Moses up on Mount Sinai and gave it to him. It was pretty serious to God. But yet they didn't want to do it. Folks, we can save ourselves a lot of pain and a lot of agony and a lot of stuff down the road if we will just serve and honor and worship Him. And one thing I wish I could get deep into this, but one thing I do see, God had it planned out for them. For the 6 years they were going to work, their barns, they were going to have so much in the storehouse they could feed. They didn't even have to worry what was growing wild. The people walking the streets, the sojourners, the visitors, the servants, the cows, everything, they were going to have enough to eat too. God had it all figured out for them. They didn't have to worry about that. All they had to do was honor Him and serve Him like He asked them to do. And one thing we need to realize, folks, this is not ours. God has allowed you to be here this morning. He's allowed you to have what you have. He has allowed you the blessings of life that you have today. Folks, we ought to honor Him and serve Him and worship Him. He's not a hard taskmaster. God here was, that's not a hard taskmaster. God was saying, worship me for a year. Honor me, celebrate me, making and forming this earth in 6 days. Celebrate me, getting you to the land that I'm giving you. Celebrate me, giving you all these enormous harvests. Celebrate all the things that I have done for you. That's what God is asking us to do. We go around booming and gloom and saying, well, it's Sunday, I gotta go to church. I gotta pay my tithes. How good's God been to you? We ought to be obedient to Him and serve and honor Him in everything that we do. And look what it said in verse number 7. Now I like this. And for thy cattle and for the beast of thy field, of thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. He said, I'm going to increase it for everything. We serve a wonderful Lord who has got everything down to the minute details figured out for us. I remember what Stanley said, if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in hell with our back broke. The children of Israel never done what they needed to do, never done what God had commanded them to do. We don't do what God commands us to do a lot of times. We don't serve and worship Him like we were to. But yet, He loves us. It amazes me that the children of Israel made it one day. What do? They don't serve Him. They don't worship Him. They fuss. They complain. They gripe the whole way. They get scared. They won't go into the land of Israel. And I'm going all the way through. And that's not the way that's written a lot necessarily in the book. But I'm telling you, they complain. They fuss. They wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. All the old ones died off before they could go in. But think about what God has done for you. And think about what you do back to Him. We complain. We fuss. God has been good to us. He's got a perfect plan. He was good to the children of Israel. It says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Here in verse number 8, we see God's telling them about a Jubilee year. He's telling them every seventh year you need to let the land rest for a year. And then on the 49th year, going into the 50th year, on that 50th year it says, you shall let it rest. He says, then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day, and the 7th month and the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all the land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto ye, and ye shall return every man to his possessions, and ye shall return every man to his family. Here, God was telling them the 50th year, when you blow the trumpet on the Day of Atonement, I want you to give back land. I want these indentured servants. The children of Israel had a unique relationship. If they couldn't afford something, a lot of them had to sell their land to make do. A lot of them had to barter their family into servitude. They had to barter their family into slavery to make them indentured servants. And God told them on this 50th year to give all that back, to restore all that. He was going to restore it back to whole. He was going to set it back to the way it was. Can you just imagine if the world was set back every 50 years to the way it was? Everything was set right. That's what He was doing. He was setting it right. God was taking care of His people. He was setting it up to where His people could live and live right, and live pure, and live clean, and live the way they are to be. He was even giving people back their family. He was returning families. He was doing what He knew the children of Israel needed. God had all this figured out. He had rest figured out for them. He had provisions. He had care for His people. He told them to be holy about it, in reverence to Him, and He told them to be obedient. That's the 5 things God was doing for them. Yeah. Lord, He gives us rest all the time. He lets us rest or we kill ourselves. We're that hungry, we kill ourselves. And I'm talking about different kinds of hunger. We're hungry for money. We're hungry for power. We're hungry for all kinds of possessions. We're just hungry. People are hungry. If you've got the desire to work and you see that you can get a dollar in your pocket, the first time I made a dollar, I wanted to make another one. Then I wanted to make another one because I can get stuff. I could have more. And if you're willing to work, you can have more. God knows how we're built. And He set it up for the children of Israel where all their possessions were returned to them. Their families were made right again. He gave them that rest. He gives you and I rest. We can rest in the fact of knowing that this is not our home, that we're just sojourners passing through. He's made a way for us. We're on our way home. This ain't our home. Then look at the provisions that He was given. Again, He was going to let them take 2 years off. The seven sevens, that was going to be the 49th year. They had that 7 years. They were down. Then they were turning around and doing a Jubilee year, which was another year down. Think of all the provisions He had to have for them then. Stuff like that just amazes me because look at all the stuff they would have to have. I'm glad God knows what we have to have. We don't even realize it. The children of Israel, again, it amazes me they never done it. But what did they do with all that? God is holy and righteous. He was going to do what He said He was going to do. So what were they doing with all that? All that extra. Just think what they would have had if they had given it back to God and done that rest and those provisions that He provides for us. But I think about this. Think about all the provisions that He's given you and I. He's provided for us, folks. He's been good to us. He's blessed us. He's kept us. He's looked after us. Look at the children of Israel. He starts it off in our lesson today. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, and saying to them, when ye come into the land which I give you." First two verses. It says, when you come into the land that I give you, I want you to do this. Think about all the provisions and the care that he's given you. What does he give you? Well, I can tell you, he's given us salvation through his Son. But what else has he given you for the journey? He's been good to us, folks. He's given us a lot for our journeys. We are to have obedience to him. That's what our lesson again says, obedience and celebration. They were to celebrate. Celebrate what God had done for them. When was the last time you just celebrate what God has done for you? Just thank him. And in verse number 11 and 12 it says, "And the jubilee shall be the 50th year being to you, and ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field." God tells Moses that in that 50th year, again, don't work anything, don't harvest anything. I'm going to give you the stuff that you already have. I've already given you the increase. He's already said, here's what amazes me. Go back to verse 1 and 2, and I'm going to shut up and be done here in just a minute, but go back to verse 1 and 2. The way I'm reading that, that's before they got in there. He's saying, when you get there, I want you to do this because I'm already going to have it laid out for you. That's a retirement plan. He's got it laid out for them already. He's telling them, when you get there, I want you to do these things, and here's what I'm going to do for you. And on this 7th year and on these 50th years, I'm going to make it a jubilee, and it's going to be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. I'm going to have it the way I understood that. And again, maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. But I know how good our God is to us. Yes. Probably going to have stuff laying around everywhere for him. Been easy pickings. What we call it, easy pickings. How good has God been to you? Serve and honor him. We ought to be obedient to him and celebrate what our God has done for us. He's been good to us. We just come out of Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for this morning? Are you thankful for your salvation? Are you thankful that you got a place to come and worship? I tell you what, we could be in a lot worse shape. We just ought to be obedient to him. Love him and honor him. That's all I have. I'll ask David to do this thing.